evening, guys. Welcome back to Chatting with Katrina. And today on episode 9, we're going to talk about a lot of things that we are like leaving out on. And I'm actually really excited. Like, you know, the whole entire week been good. And I'm actually going to talk about why women should not be jealous over other women, because it's like really a serious topic. And I'm really going to explain why they should not be, especially fighting over a man. So I'm actually going to talk about that, you know, later on during a topic. But right now, I'm going to talk about something that's really important and serious. So this is not going to be like a comedy section, you know. And, you know, later on this week, it might be warm because it's been quite chilly, you know, for somehow or some reason. So we're going to stick to this, you know, day, have a good ass day and week, because, you know, I haven't had breakfast yet, so I'm gonna end up having breakfast right now while we're chatting with me this morning on the station. And, you know, I'm gonna put up this podcast later on because, you know, I did episode 8 yesterday and I had it set for later, so I'm gonna set this podcast later on because I already know what I want to talk about and it's gonna be good. So sit back on your seats, listen to the podcast while you're at it. You may like do your homework or something, and we're gonna just chill on and speak on some other things besides like my dog and other stuff. So this is actually a serious topic that I'm about to talk about right now. And my question is, why is people injecting themselves with Lysol chemicals? Like with Lysol chemicals, and they know that that shit could actually kill them. Because it's like, dude, it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you get better. Nothing is not going to help you get better if you keep on trying to inject yourself with Lysol chemicals. It goes all through your body, everything. No, no. And then you know what this stuff do to you, okay? Let me tell you, it'll break down the inside of your body, your like guts and shit. Everything will shut the hell down. This is why some people is dying for real too, because they be injecting themselves with Lysol fluids. And then even though it could be a joke, like a person could throw a joke like, hey, I might like go reject myself with Lysol fluids one day. It could be a joke. A comedian will throw a joke out here and they will actually really fucking do it. Like for real. Like, so you gonna do the same thing another person do it just because they said they did it? That is so stupid. That is like literally, literally stupid. You know? You know, the only thing that I can't say is don't do what other people do. That is something that you should know by now. What will happen to your body if you inject yourself with Lysol fluids? Because I seen it on Facebook, and I also heard it from my mother. Because my mom, she talks to me about it. And guess what? I seen it on the news. Like, literally seen it on the news because of situations like that. They will never end. So I'm just wondering, like, why would you inject yourself with Lysol fluids? That shit could actually kill you, because it's not a good thing for your body. Nothing is not good. Let me tell you, if it's worse, if you start drinking like alcohol, why is you injecting yourself with Lysol fluids? It's only for your furniture or for your table and stuff, objects. It's only for objects to wipe off, not for the human body. It did not say eject yourself for the human body, okay? No, that could kill you. No, okay? No. No. You see, this is something that you have to do, okay, to practice at home. You have to wash your hands every day, make sure after you touch objects, wash your hands, and pick something that's like nice for you to wear. And after that, just wash it afterwards when you go, come back home, you know? So that'll be good. But don't eject yourself with objects and disrespect everyone to be like, but I got sick because of this. Will you keep on believing everything what everyone say, even though they joke around, you're going to get yourself hurt one day. Stop believing it. Okay? You know what that says on the thing. You know what that says on, you know, the instructions on the bottle. It's not for human bodies. It even said it. It is not for a human body. That does not mean it kills 100% germs. You could just like, no, no. This is just terrible, guys. So do not repeat everything that goes on the internet. Please do not. Like, it's just too much. It is. It's poisonous. You cannot. It's like you're injecting yourself with poison. No. All right, guys. I'm going to go ahead on a different topic because this topic is like, you know, it's too much. You know, we can't keep going on talking about this topic. I'm going to give me some water. So, one of my friends asked, so what would you do if everything opened back up? Like, what would happen if you go to a place as well? I'm going to tell you, not everything will be the same when stuff open back up because everything will be a little bit different than it was before, because I know last year everybody was having some fun, maybe going out some places with their children, families, friends, and they go in restaurants and they sit in different tables and stuff. And now we have to stay 6 feet apart. Now it's the new 2020, it's the new thing. Now we have to do that. I hate when this phone have notifications. I have to turn off this notifications because I don't like when it goes off like that. So that's why I'm going to turn off the notifications off of Google. But anyways, what was I saying again? Okay, I was saying that when we all go back out, everything is a little bit different because it's the new 2020 this year. We can't like sit like amongst each other like that. We can't, because everybody had to sit 6 feet apart still. And even if you're on the beach, oh my god, you have to sit 6 feet apart. Okay, but it's like, all right, this should tell us to think about some real stuff right now instead of just like, you know, saying, well, that's the rule. But guess what, just think about it. What if the government came up with this plan of staying 6 feet apart? What if that we didn't know what was the coronavirus virus for real, what it actually is? You know, what if we have to put our thoughts together and think about it? Because there's no way in hell we all just getting sick off of this shit just like that. No. No, 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 no. What if it was some type of different disease besides this shit that came from out of nowhere? Okay, what if it was like that? All right, because guess what? This is really deeper than that. There are more diseases that came from China. That's all the way from like down there, you know? And I don't mean to even say that, but there's just like more than just this coronavirus virus, because there is more diseases that's down there. And we can't just say, oh, well, what if this over? We all could go back to our normal lives. No, they will still do the 6 feet apart shit, because now they're trying to make it into a law if you don't wear a mask or something like that. I don't know what the fuck will happen. But anyways, they will try to make a simple law. Like, oh, I don't know what kind of law is this, but I have to ask my mother. So, I mean, if anybody have any ideas, you could go on my YouTube channel or something, or on my Instagram, and just, you know, let me know, you know, because like I don't have no idea what to even do right now because of this situation. My friend had flipped out the other day and she was like, man, I really want to go out to the club or something, and I can't do that this year. But listen, listen, listen. Okay? When this shit is like, when we can't like stay in a house and shit anymore, because all of this will be done, but we still gotta be 6 feet apart? That's fucked up. We would be able to have family gatherings together. Okay? That's what we gonna do. And I can't say no to that, because they can't stop this shit forever. In which everyone sooner or later will figure this shit out. What if we don't have to stay 6 feet apart? What if we, like, end up noticing what they are trying to do? Because it's really creepy. It's really, really creepy. Like, there is no way in hell that the train station can be that empty like that. And the city could be this quiet. There's no way in hell it could be like that. No way. So, that's why I'm just like, well, if everybody just get together and figure this shit out, it wouldn't be no problem. Because if this shit just keep going on, besides, like, off of May 1st, we don't know what we're gonna do. So, we might as well just sit back and just, like, enjoy the ride until everything is settled down. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna enjoy the ride until everything is settled down and not panic or flip out. So that is something. And let me tell you, the reason why people is putting these things, injecting themselves with Clorox and shit, it's because they panic too much. They really do panic. And also believe in what people is actually saying on the internet, especially. I mean, I know Donald Trump was joking around or anyone else was joking, but dang, don't take it serious, okay? Don't. Because if you take this shit serious, you're gonna... No, we don't eject our bodies with nothing, okay? We take care of our bodies, we do everything with our bodies, but I'm gonna talk about some other stuff after break, so we'll be back. Guys, I'm back. So right now I am going to talk about something that's actually particular, maybe kind of good, really good, and not crazy. Okay, so guys, to remember that this summer is not going to be ruined. Don't say that the summer is ruined, because your summer will be cool. It's going to be great, okay? And I know there are some people be like, oh yeah, summer is going to be ruined because of this. But to be honest, it's not going to be ruined, okay? Your summer will be really fun, simple, and actually good. You will have fun in your summer. Don't worry. You will be able to do all the things that you're trying to do during your summer. You will be able to talk to your friends and family, enjoy your weekend. You will be able to, like, just have a tea party at least. Because your summer is never going to be ruined because of this situation. So I am gladly to say that it's going to be fine. And you get to sit in the sun, okay? All right? And I did left some things out. After I did got on the break, because I did have to get some water and stuff, and you know, that your summer, not your summer, I mean, but your, when the stores is closing down and all of this other stuff, you know, we had to put two and two together on that as well. So let's just, like, you know, think some of this over and not just, like, you know, be like, oh, well, that never had happened. But we should just think it over, you know, we should. So the problem about people saying we might lose our summer because of this situation, and I, in my opinion, I don't think you all will lose your summer, because your summer will still keep going. That's why the season is called the summer. You can't cancel summer. I don't think it's possible for you to cancel a summer season. So I don't think that will be possible. But if you have a pool in your backyard or something like that, just go in the pool. You know, if the community pools don't open up no time soon, just go in your pool and have some fun or play with your water hose or something, you know, fill it up or something like that. You could just have so many ways to have fun during the summer. And you also could, like, go camping in your backyard and make a fire pit and just eat some marshmallows or something like that. You know, like, something to do, because summer is not going nowhere, guys, and we all know it's not going to go anywhere. And it takes a long time just for, you know, I don't know, maybe just for, like, maybe just for this to settle. But I don't think it will take a long time just for this to settle. I'm thinking that you don't have to have your summer stopped just because this is going on. You could keep your summer going. And you don't have to, like, stop doing whatever you're doing just because the summer is going, but no one be able to go outside, which, well, I don't think we all will stay in here that long because it'll be hot, okay? We'll be outside, all right? And then, even though they're like, oh, yeah, you can't be outside at night, but it's just like, dang, that sucks, okay? When I first heard of this thing started and we wasn't be able to go outside at night, I was shocked and, you know, freaking out a little bit, but it's okay because I stopped freaking out. I'm like, okay, well, I know what to do in a situation like this. How about not go out at a certain time and just walk during the day and stay where you at if it gets too dark? That's how it is for me. And you can't just, like, hoping summer will be ruined, because it's not going to ruin anything. You're hoping too much. Summer is not going to go away. Summer is still going to be here. Summer will still last until September. So don't worry. Nobody shouldn't worry about that. No one. If the public pools is not opening, then try something new, like always. You know? But explaining the problem with this whole situation, this convoy thing, is kind of driving some people crazy. They spraying people, kicking people, harassing people, all this extra shit that's going on. And it's like, there's no sense of that, you know? And I remember when I was, like, on my Google yesterday, and I looked on the Google article. I always just scroll down through Google article because I have nothing else to do besides just looking at that or just watch a movie. And it was this guy, and he was harassing this other person. I don't know who that person is, but it's just like, dang. All because they're going in the elevator. Let me tell you guys something. Listen, don't flip out. You can't just keep flipping out like that. You know, like, that's just too much. It's not that deep. It's never that deep. Okay? If you're afraid of getting sick, then don't go on the elevator with the person. That's the point of it. If you're afraid of getting sick, then don't go on the elevator with that person. Because there's plenty of people who've done that before. And, you know, who's too freaking afraid. Oh, I'm gonna get sick, so I'm not gonna go on to the same elevator where everybody else, you know, they would think of that. But some people just go on the elevator with people and start complaining, lifting up their shirt like they go get sick and they get afraid. Okay, it's not necessary to do that. All of this that people is doing now, it's not necessary, because we don't have to go on and start, you know, just, you know, freaking out about some shit like this. Okay? We don't have to. This is something that people have to know. If you're afraid of getting sick, don't go on an elevator with the same person Don't even try doing it. And if you are like paranoid about this, then don't go outside at all. Just get your stuff delivered from Amazon or something. Or get your stuff delivered from Target, and they deliver your stuff from you, because they do deliver shit nowadays from the stores. So don't panic now, you know? And you don't have to worry. If you're afraid to be going outside, you don't have to worry. Just make sure you do plenty of exercises and not, like, sit on your bum every day, okay? Because, you know, that's just too much. And start, like, you know, preparing yourself for the most things ever. Let me tell you, if you ever have a panic room, okay, and it's really, really, really that big, and I know a panic room could be, like, something just in case for shit like that and all of everything. The panic room is for something that has to do with serious situations, and you could just stay up in there. You will have plenty of food, plenty of water, plenty of movies to watch, plenty of whatever the hell you put up in there, plenty of clothes, and make sure you put a bathroom in your panic room. Okay, like, please. It would be weird if you don't got a bathroom up in your panic room. I really don't get, like, when you watch a movie, there's a panic room. And it's like, so where's the bathroom? We need to build a bathroom in the panic room instead of just, like, you know, just sitting in a panic room and not doing anything else. You need a bathroom. A bathroom for the panic room. But anyways, without me just keep talking on and on, I will end this episode right here, because it's been a long journey. I've been on this episode since 1 something in the morning today, and it's now 1:11 p.m. So, I'm going to schedule this for 5 something p.m. because both episodes will start around 5 something p.m. Today, and it's not going to start now, because it won't make sense if episode 9 starts before episode 8. It would not make sense. So that's why I'm starting these episodes back, like, right now. And then tomorrow for episode 10 will be on time. Like, I might start it, like, in the morning, or start it during May 1st, because May 1st is the day where the last episode will be on Spotify, and that will be good. So I'm not going to do plenty of episodes or all this other episode or anything else like that, but you already know what this is. We can't just be like, well, what do we do? What do we do is that we sit down, enjoy our day without complaining and freaking out. That's what we do. That's what we do during our day. What do we do is find some ways to survive instead of acting like this is the end of the world. That's what we do. That's what we're supposed to do. Because, no. And you know something? And to be honest, without the TVs and all this other stuff that we have today, like electronics and everything, we would not know what's going on in with the world. We would, because everyone would just still be roaming around, just still wondering what is going on. Okay, so without all the electronics, people, remember, we would not have what we have today. We wouldn't, especially if that's what we are all complaining about. All right, guys. I will see you guys on the next episode, because I do be putting in a lot of stuff in this episode, and I do talk about some stuff that's, like, really weird and unnecessary, but it's okay. So I want to thank you guys for that as well. I don't know. I mean, I just do a lot of stuff on this episode. Sometimes weird. Sometimes I don't know what the hell I'm trying to talk about, but yeah. So I talk about most weird stuff on here, to be honest, and maybe some stuff that's important, maybe some stuff that's, like, cool and chill. So thank you for staying tuned in this episode, and I mean, if you did leave, I didn't care, but yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind. But yeah, just thank you for staying tuned, guys. And episode 10 will be the last episode on Spotify. Okay, bye-bye.